Absolutely beautifully said. As we see, even from this Gemara, it doesn't have to be a contradiction for the Gemara and doesn't have to only be translated as people on that higher level. I think the specific, I mean, maybe the way I said it in the Shir could be implied in two different ways, but the way that it was meant was that dwelling on the sin, dwelling on the fear would be the sin. A natural fear is not something even within your ability to control. Again, maybe people that have a higher level, more connected to Hashem, etc. But then that's not a sin or a mitzvah. It's just what is. It's just normal. So I think the starting point, as you say, before the Gemara is, yes, to be real and not to hide anything. That's the starting point. And to be, you know, and then speak the truth. And thereafter, okay, if a person feels sore or fear or whatever, that's a normal instinctive feeling. But thereafter, what we're speaking about is the sin is dwelling on the fear. Dwelling on the fear. And specifically, I don't remember if it was in this year or another year. I think in particular, when people watch the news a lot, that is, in my opinion, a lot of it is dwelling on the fear. Because it's just try it. Try it for go 2 weeks without watching news. You'll see how much menuchas and nefesh you feel about life. Whereas if you're just watching the news and seeing the intensity and this and that and all the time, you know, again, so there's a certain part of knowing what's going on to understand is a real thing. But there's a certain part of making it hyper. But then there's a certain part of being hypersensitive, of making it hypersensitive to oneself. That, you know, everything, just focusing on it all the time, everything is hectic, it's so hectic, it's so hectic, and building up that anxiety, etc. Doing that would be, and talking about it all the time, and you know, things are hectic, and what's going to happen, etc. If a person needs it, and that's their therapy, amazing. But if not, and it's just one is just following the way of the world type of thing, then that is in many ways just giving into and building the fear. That's not what we're supposed to do, what we see from the Gemara. And again, I think in the Gemara here, he sighed. If a person instinctively feels a fear and that leads to an instinctive sigh, that wouldn't be a sin. But if now you feel fear and then you go walking around, you go, it's terrible, and you're focusing on that, and there is some sort of free choice in terms of how you're behaving, and that would be classified as a sin. Again, everyone in their own way, in terms of the Nekudas HaBechira.